again, I definitely want those of you who have been fortunate enough to have entered into relationship with people of influence to think about, and those of you specifically who say that you imitate, you're imitators of Christ, you're followers of Christ, you're people who want to please Christ, evaluate your politics. And they're not the only ones. Those of us who support the leaders, the Christian leaders, those of us who support political leaders need to be evaluating our politics. Again, what is the role of Christians when it comes to politics? So many Christians, or at least people who are churchgoers, put their political ideology ahead of biblical principles. Pick two sins that they just harp on over and over and over and refuse to address racism. And that's not just members of the white community either. There are members of the black community who have decided to join themselves to the conservative movement who will get upset with you if you say that racism is a sin that conservatives do not address, ignore, even help promote. There are black Christians, black churchgoers, who have no interest in addressing racism. None whatsoever. And get upset with those who do address it. Can you imagine that? All Christians who work to get the ear of politicians, including the president, should be making the furtherance of God's principles made an intricate part of policymaking. And I know some of you might say, well, look, hold up now. That's not their job. Listen, conservatives, Republicans do that all the time. They use the scripture. Centuries ago, people were using scripture to condone not only slavery, but the vicious treatment of slaves. Use the Bible to condone that. There are people who have used the Bible to condone the sin of Jim Crow. And there are people today who use the Bible. I had a black person to try to use the scripture to condone the notion that blacks and whites should not be marrying. And I mean, like, this is 2018, within the last 2 or 3 years or so. I don't mean a conversation that I had 40 years ago. This is in the 21st century. A black person told me scripture forbids black people and white people from marrying. And that is absolutely false. Nowhere in scripture does God forbid interracial marriage. He does very clearly and emphatically forbid Christians to marry people of different religions, of other religions. And he said the reason being, if you hook up with them, you connect with them, you join with them, they're going to lead you away from me. And those are the marriages that God forbade in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, telling us not to be unequally yoked, letting us know that those who follow after false gods are people who follow after the one true living God should not be connecting with, marrying. Call them unequally yoked. And never anywhere does he even suggest that people are unequally yoked because they are of different ethnicities. The policy that our politicians are making should be policies that line up with the biblical principles that God so clearly gives to us in Scripture. But only when the leaders in the Christian world genuinely care about God's law, God's principles, God's word, God's righteousness? Will they emphasize the importance of that and the importance of it showing up in policy when they talk with the politicians? We need to evaluate our politics. Let's continue this discussion next Sunday. Up next, though, got something else for you, so stay tuned.